We have met before, I think, in Dander Hall Minors.
That's
a
right.
Boxing event. What's your name?
My name's Farah Hazare.
How long have you been boxing now?
On and off since about 2009, I think. A few years. You know, not all of it's been competitive. Actually, the only the last year has been competitive, actually.
Have you enjoyed the last year?
Oh, yes. It's amazing. There's nothing like competing after years and years of training just to get into the ring and see what it's all about. There's no feeling in the world like it. Last time we spoke was with a colleague of mine, Nora, and she was boxing. And she's since given up boxing to pursue other interests and her career and her degree. And that's when we last spoke.
So you parted company and you continued to box.
I did.
Why did you start boxing in the first place, being a lady?
I suppose the answer is the same as if you were to ask that question to any man's, because I enjoy it, it appeals to me, and it's tremendous fun.
Being a lady, do you wear headgear or anything like that? Anything out of the ordinary, because you're the opposite sex compared with a lot of the male boxers even tonight?
Well, sometimes we wear chest guards. It's optional. It's a choice. We do still wear headgear. I believe the headguard rule might be changing in the next year or two to bring us in line with male boxers.
Well, you being a lady, I take it you're boxing another lady tonight.
I am, yes. It wouldn't be fair not to. But I am boxing Lindsay Robinson from Cardenden Boxing Club.
Have you met her or have you boxed with her before?
I have. We did box at the Eastern District and she stopped me in the second round. She's a fabulous boxer. She was competing in the Scottish Open Elite Finals, I believe. So she's a wonderful boxer. So today's bout is just an exhibition because she's several levels ahead of me. So I'm hoping to learn a lot.
You will take it nice and easy with her, won't you?
I think you'd have to ask her to take it easy with me.
I think it might be hard, of course, when you're at that level, to try and hold back. But then being, what should I say, in a professional sense, right, you can do that.
Well, I can hold back, especially when I'm sparring with girls in my boxing club who are younger than me, less experienced than me. And I expect that tonight Lindsay will probably hold back a little bit as well, just to make a good show of it, I expect, because it is an exhibition rather than a competitive bout.
Exhibition competitive. There must be a wee bit of competitiveness in any bout, I would imagine. So how do you think the bout will go, even though it's an exhibition?
I expect I will find it difficult to last the three rounds. I'm just hoping to last three rounds, to be honest. Don't think it will go very well for me. I think she's a brilliant boxer. I think there's a good chance that the bout will be stopped.
What, a knockout? I hope not.
Possibly. Very, very, very possibly. It was last time we boxed, so.
Where's the positive side then? That's the negative side. Tell me something positive about tonight. What about yourself?
It's going to be great to watch. I mean, women's boxing is a slightly different pace to men's boxing. We have a lot of pace because the rounds are still short. They're 2 minutes at this level. Lindsay's used to boxing 3 minutes, but tonight's bout will be 2 minutes, so it will be very fast. And we're both good technical boxers, I'd like to say. So I think the crowd here tonight is going to see some good technical boxing.
What about your fitness level?
My fitness is pretty good. It's probably the best it's been for a long time. Lindsay's fitness is superb. So, yeah, I think it will be quite difficult, actually.
Will you be smiling at the end of this bout like what you are right now, I wonder?
I'm always smiling. Yeah, of course, I enjoy every bout, win, lose or draw. I always find it great fun.
What about Midlothian Amateur Boxing Club? What about that? How do you feel about that?
I love my club. I love Midlothian. It's my home. I've boxed with them for a year, and the coaches there have looked after me so, so well. They've given me opportunities that I don't think many other clubs would give people, and I'm tremendously grateful to Ali and the committee of that club.
There's a piper here tonight. If you get piped in, what track would you like to hear?
I'm not sure. I know nothing about piping, so any music is an honour, really, and to have a piper at this show is a true honour and a great tradition. I've never seen a show that does that.
You'll be taking part in a show tonight that has it. Thanks very much for the chat.
You're very welcome. It's lovely to see you. Hope to speak to you again.